Precision agriculture is doing the right thing at the right place and the right time. Crookston, Minnesota farmer Gary Wagner says precision agriculture is information-based.
The better information you have of the variability in your field, the better you can manage that field. And we're starting to going away from doing everything right in the right spot, but doing whole fields with technology and sometimes real-time sensors almost. So the definition is definitely changing at this point.
With harvest underway, Wagner says yield monitors are most useful to him because the information collected is used to compare yield data. Satellite imagery also plays a big part in gathering information. First-generation farmer Tony Broding from Roseau, Minnesota, is using satellite imagery to evaluate areas in his fields.
Been using Encirca and looking at way things are ripening, or maybe if you got a problem spot on a field, you know, where the maturity of the wheat or whatever crop it is accelerated, maybe there's some issues going on that you can't really see from walking the field or whatever. So we've been implementing that a little bit for the last couple of years.
Broding thinks many farmers are starting to adopt precision agriculture. One downfall is the cost, but the efficiency could be worth the investment. This year, Broding is using a protein analyzer. The data from the tool will be used towards a protein variability map, which will help the farmer make fertilizer decisions. Minnesota Wheat Research and Promotion Council board member Tim Dufault says the wheat growers are testing the benefit of the technology.
The sky is the limit. Every day, somebody somewhere is coming up with new technology, a new app. The computer chips are getting smaller and faster every 18 months. Who knows where this is going to lead?
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Jordan DeBoer for the Red River Farm Network.